On a good day, Jamil Hassan will have some 15 customers and earn an average of $8 a day. Hassan is one of the millions working in Pakistan's informal economy, the mainstay for the country's vast poor. He never went to school. Cutting hair is all he knows.
Nice.
I've been doing this all my life. My father and grandfather did it before me, so this is what I do.
About 40% of all workers in Pakistan have no education. Hassan says illiterate people like him will never make enough to be able to save money. Economist Ali Kamal says the informal economy can be seen as helping the country's overall economy.
It absorbs the labor who are otherwise unemployed. It provides services at a cheaper cost, at a cheaper price to the general public. And it complements the formal sector.
Mohammed Naeem works in a modest seasonal wheat mill when Pakistan's constant power cuts don't grind work to a halt.
I feel that people should not take loans, not owe money. That is very important. You should only use what you earn.
Naeem says he would like to have his own business, but he doesn't believe in bank loans or in savings. Kamal says millions of workers like Naeem and Hassan don't pay taxes, meaning less money for an already cash-strapped state.
If we collect sales tax from all those informal sectors, it may account for 4 to 5% of GDP. And if we collect 4 to 5% of GDP tax sales tax, especially sales tax, from those informal activities, then we don't have any budget deficit anymore.
But as of now, the informal sector is providing cheaper goods, services, and labor to the formal sector. Analysts say Pakistan would have to reform its entire economic structure to change the situation. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.